So then, the self-controlled man, as I mentioned, clearly presents us his pleasure. However, in your case, I see the sadness from defeat, but the desired pleasure I can't find. What do you define as the moment of pleasure? Is it before the sinful act? No, it's not like that, for it's a time of madness, delirium, and chaos. Grinding teeth and going mad doesn't count as any pleasure. Even if it were pleasure, it wouldn't provoke the same reactions in you as those who are in pain bear. Those who hit with fists and are hit in return grind their teeth, as do women in labor overcome by pain. Hence, this is not pleasure. Rather, it's insanity, confusion, and upheaval. Shall we then say, the time after the act? No, not even that can be considered. For neither can we say that a woman who has just given birth experiences pleasure, but relief from certain pain. However, this is by no means pleasure, but rather weakness and decline, and there is a significant difference between these two instances. Then what could be the timing of pleasure? Tell me, there isn't one. However, if there is any, it's so short that it's barely noticeable. At least we have not been able to detect or capture it in any way, despite earnestly trying to do so. The pleasure of a man with self-control, on the other hand, is not like this. Rather, it's broader and evident to everyone. Or better yet, his whole life is filled with pleasure. His conscience is victorious, the waves are calm, with no disturbances arising from within him.